With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. The Best Beginning Scholarship Program offers families across the state financial support for childcare costs, but one daycare on the Crow Reservation discovered gaps in applying the program to tribal communities. MTBR's Victoria Traxler has more.
Nonprofit Mountain Shadow Association opened the Little Chickadee Early Learning Center in January. It's the only daycare in Lodgegrass. They knew families would need scholarships from Best Beginnings to afford tuition. But when they began helping families apply for the program, it didn't go to plan. Executive Director Megan Doyle.
To date, we do not have any of our applications approved.
Little Chickadee has now been open for 4 months and collected no tuition. The state scholarship program requires legal documentation for things like custody or family plans when there is an absent parent. Doyle explains why that doesn't work for many local families.
In the Crow cultural system, you know, there are many people who believe that it would be their obligation to step forward as the parent of that child.
These are often grandparents, aunts, or uncles. Doyle says many family members don't want legal guardianship or see it as a necessity. She says this has caused families not to apply for the program. Other tribal communities face the same challenge. Callie Parr is the tribal coordinator for child welfare advocacy organization 0-5.
This is one of our biggest issues, is definitely the Best Beginnings and understanding it and being able to have families access it.
She says some bills moving through the legislature now include language to avoid these pitfalls. In February, 0-5 stepped in to support Little Chickadee and helped them meet with the governor's office and other lawmakers. In a statement on the issue, Governor Greg Gianforte said increasing access to child care is a top priority. Back in Lodgegrass, Doyle says she's grateful for the philanthropic support that's kept their doors open while they search for solutions. In Missoula, I'm Victoria Traxler.